Blog Talk Radio.
And ladies, if you all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. Now, I hope you got a moment to go ahead and get your paper, because what I'm going to tell you, I'm going to solve the accountability thing so you can understand yourself better, because I know a lot of you women don't look at the bigger picture when it comes to men. The number one rule is most men don't want to watch something that they didn't create, okay? And our thing is we want to protect your bodies. Now, I'm not saying not have sex. What I'm saying is we want to protect your bodies in a way where you have more value on the market. Because to a man, every sexual partner that you have, you lose a little bit of value in that. And every child that you have from a man that's not your husband, you also lose value from that. So what we want to do is, again, this is not a woman bashing show. What we want to do is create what I call preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance, but not just preventative maintenance. You need to understand the why behind everything. And I don't think you have, no one has ever told you that. So that's why I want to discuss the why behind it, so you can have the preventative maintenance. Now, the reason I asked you to go ahead and get a notebook is because there are things that we need to stop doing. And that's number one, we have to stop blaming men for everything that's going wrong in our lives. Your boyfriend, your husband, or that guy you like, it is not his fault for what's going on in your life, okay? It is your job to accept and take accountability for all of your choices and actions, okay, ladies? That's very important. Personal accountability is very, very important, okay? And it is an obstacle that a lot of you women choose maybe not to discuss, or you run away from it. But the most thing we want to talk about before we get into some of the other stuff, because I'm only doing an hour, is we want to talk about sex. Because you have to understand, having sex and having a child are two totally different things. Now, sex is an agreement between two parties. That means he wants to be inside of you and you want him inside of you. The key word is you again. See? Accountability. He wants to be inside of you. You want him inside of you. So that right there is what we call an agreement between two parties. So hopefully we can understand that sex is an agreement between two parties. But I just don't want to give you a surface view of what I just said. I want to go a little bit deeper. Well, not deeper, but I want to break this down a little more. Excuse me. Like I said about sex, it is an agreement between two people. Number one. Number two, now this is not a woman bashing show, but this is me to give you a little more clarity on sex. I don't know if anybody told you this, and allow me to be the first one, is that when it comes to sex, or it comes to sexual penetration, that means he is penetrating you. See, you, accountability, you. It goes back to you again. When he is penetrating you, when it comes to sex, you make the final decision. You. See that, ladies? Accountability. Because I'm going to connect all these dots to show you why there's no reason you should blame a man for you getting pregnant or him not wanting your child that you have, because we're about accountability here today. Let me continue. The reason why I say you make the final decision, ladies, is because he is entering your body. Okay? He is entering you again. See, isn't it funny? Everything I'm saying ends with you. But he's entering your body. That means, ladies, that you have made the decision to allow him inside you raw. When you accept him inside you, you accept him to be inside you with a rubber. I mean, there's so many different ways that you have decided to let him in. But again, this falls on you, okay? Now, again, I'm not saying, now, if we want to put blame on the guys, I'll put 5%. I'll give you 5%. I'm not going to be mean, ladies. I'll give the guy 5% blame. And I know you're probably shocked, but let me tell you why I give him like 5% blame. Because, ladies, let me tell you something. If I put it on a billboard in every corner, on every street, in every city, in every state, in every country around the world, that all he wants to do is sleep with you, you won't listen. So the reason I'm giving him 5% is the 5% that, you know, he wants to sleep with you. Okay? That's where his accountability comes in. But you will get 95%. And I'm being nice here because I can't say it's 1% him and 99% you. But I'm just giving you some wiggle room because I don't want you to feel like we're bashing. But understand this. Now, I hope you understand it is your body. That means you choose whoever goes inside of you, right? You again. Meaning that sex is an agreement between two parties. Having sex, let me repeat that one more time, everybody. Going towards sex is an agreement between two parties. Why? Because you both must agree on it. But the act of having sex or penetration falls solely on the woman. Why? Because, think about it now, ladies, I'm breaking this down. Because of this, ladies, think about this. If a man wants to be with you or be inside of you and you say no, because remember, it's your body. And again, I just want to let you ladies know, it is your body. And if you don't want him penetrating you, and you say no, and he continues to keep doing it, that means that it is what we call kind of like rape, and we're not about that. We're not about that, okay? And I want to share that. You know, no woman should be mishandled or misused in that way. So I do want to say that right now. No man should put himself or push himself on a woman without her permission or consent. I do want to say that. So with that being said, I hope we got some understanding here, okay? So going towards sex is an agreement between two parties. Penetration falls on you because he is entering your body. So that means that you have to give him the okay to penetrate you. Now, again, if men got pregnant, if it was reversed, I'd blame men. But again, this is not a blame thing. This is about taking accountability for your actions. Because I know a lot of you women want husbands, you want boyfriends and all this, so you want the big dream. But until you can start taking accountability for the fact of the bad choices and mistakes that you have made, then you will never be wife worthy to a man, because nobody wants to watch children that are not his. And if they do it, they're only doing it to sleep with you. Now, I'm not saying all guys, but the guys that you want to marry. But now, ladies, I know. Now, listen, remember, it is your body. That means you must decide, okay? Now, we have that together. good. Now, I think there are over 50-something things of birth control that you can take. Excuse me. That you can take. Meaning that when he enters your body and you don't have your body protected and you allow somebody in you raw, the chances of you having a baby goes up, because I'm sure you took sex ed in the fifth grade, and I'm sure as an accountable lady that you can start seeing that sleeping with a man is okay, ladies. We want you to sleep with men. That you can sleep with whoever you want, but you got to be able to protect your body. Because I'm trying to say this in a kind way without being rude, but I think I might just be rude. I'm not trying to bash, I'm not trying to be rude, but I think a lot of you ladies need to understand that most guys just want to sleep with you. And like I said, they don't find any value in you. There's nothing special about you in their eyes. They want to sleep with you, and that's something that we have discussed. You should know that. Men want to sleep with you. But because of your behaviors, they don't want to marry you or get in a relationship. And again, you listen, if you have a child through marriage, you get a pass, because if you're a churchgoer, you believe in the Bible, you're doing things correctly. But if you're having these kids out of wedlock, there is something that you must sit and look in the mirror and say, what am I doing wrong to have these children by a man who really doesn't want me at all? Or he just wants the boot. That's all I'm saying. So what I'm saying is this. It is now that's our capability, okay? It is your body. Since you make the final decision on who enters your body, ladies, if a man enters you raw, that is your fault. Let's move on. I'm not trying to blame. It's not the blame game. It's all about accountability. But let's look at something that's a little deeper. Like I said, sex is an agreement between two people. Having a baby is a choice only created by you. Again, you. You see, ladies, once you pee on that stick and it gives you a plus sign, that man has no more power whatsoever. So it is your choice if you want to keep it or, you know, do the buyout. And, you know, we're not here to talk about those things, but that's the honest truth. So once you realize that you allowed the man to enter your body, you allowed him to be inside of you raw, and when you pee on that stick and you realize you're pregnant, he has no say-so. But this is the time where you make that choice. Again, you make that choice and decision if you want to keep it or not, because he might not want it, because he was only sleeping with you because he never saw any value in you. Wow, so many yous. You. Wow. But this is why it's important to start taking accountability for your body and your actions. Now, what I want to do, because I want to keep talking about that, but I want to get into something that's very important here that I want to discuss with you women. Because a lot of women seems like they get a man or a boyfriend, but then they want to complain. Oh, no. 515-605-9373 is the number. Press 1, ladies or guys, if you want to come in. But if you are, I'm sure the guys will agree with everything I'm saying, and hopefully some of you ladies can understand it is your body, your choice. But if you have a relationship with somebody, the last thing you should ever do as a wife or someone who is becoming someone's wife is to stop doing the things that you're doing, and that is complaining. A good wife never complains. And what I want to discuss about, and look, this is all about solutions. This is not a woman bashing show. This is about solutions because I want you to get married, ladies. I want you to have the ring. But the only way you're going to get the ring, ladies, is to stop doing two things. Stop having kids out of wedlock. Stop complaining. Now, today I'm not going to talk about serving and submitting because we know that's something you should already do, but we're not going there. We're talking about your behaviors of not taking accountability for the things you should. Like I said before. If you're coming home now, because it's about 7 East, but if you're on your way home, it's very important. Like I said, I know there's so much clutter from the Super Bowl party last night, but ladies, it's very important that you clean up after your man. So I don't know the order you want to do it. You can either work out first, or when you see him, rub his feet, give him his back rub first. You can clean in between, work out, and then fix dinner. I mean that's the perfect plan. It's 786, I'll bring you in 1 second. That's the perfect plan. But I want to talk about the first things that you need to take accountability for. Because I know a lot of women always say that he never helps around the house. No. Oh, ladies. Remember, ladies, you're going after his name and his last ring. Now, the thing, okay, ladies, the thing that he should do, because I know he should help around the house, and I agree. I know your ladies are shocked, but I agree. But not in the way you're thinking. I think what he should do is kind of like while he's on the couch or he's watching TV, maybe give you a little more direction. Because I think y'all should communicate more, because I think when he's on the couch watching TV or watching sports and you're cleaning up around him, this is where I would say for the guys to say, hey, baby, you know what? You know, there's a piece of trash over there. Or baby, you know, can you move these cups out the way? I mean, you know, this is something that you women need to take more accountability of. Don't ever disrespect your man and tell him that he should help around the house. No. You don't, because your man works hard. He's got to deal with the political bullshit of his job. Excuse me, ladies. But this is why it's important that you must do things that will alleviate his thought, and that is cleaning up around the house. That means more serving, but we're not talking about serving. We're talking about accountability. But let me go ahead and bring a call in. Guys, y'all want to call in, or ladies, 515-605-9373 is the number. Please call in, and let's get your thoughts. 786. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, Steve the Dean, you are a dating god. I think you already know that. This is Lonnie calling from Miami.
All right, what's going on, sir? How can we help you? What's up, big dog?
I'm pretty much calling because I want to ask you a question, okay? How come it's always hard when a woman, an alpha male, and he comes in so dominant and so masculine, she gets so afraid and not be able to reciprocate that love to him? That's my question.
Here's the thing. See, she doesn't know that, and that's what this show is for. See, she needs to know that when she's around a king, that she must take care of the king. Now, don't get me wrong. The king can take care of himself, but she must show the king that she is king worthy, wife worthy, ring worthy, and last name worthy. But she doesn't know that, so that's why I'm trying to tell these women now. Like, for instance, when if you had a Super Bowl party 786, which is yesterday,
I'm not saying
she's got to clean up yesterday. What I'm saying is, when she comes home from work, the first item is to hug you, fix your drink, rub your feet or your back, ask about your day, and then after that, after maybe 20 minutes of back rubbing. Go in, work out for 30 minutes, then start dinner. And while dinner's being cooked, go into the area where you had the Super Bowl party and clean up. And And like I say, the men should direct her a little bit. You know, there's some trash over there, or can you move these cups out of my way? I mean, there should be some direction by the man, but I think that she needs to do that, because what she's showing is that, you know what, I'm very subservient, I'm very submissive, and I know my man works hard, so I must take care or alleviate him of some of the things around the house, such as cleaning the house. Now, if I'm wrong, 786, please correct me, but what's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that is you're absolutely correct, but I'll be hearing from different dating coaches. They're saying that it's also good for a man to tell the woman what he's looking for in her. So when he comes home, she already knows what he has in mind for her to do. Do you agree on that statement?
Yes, that's part of direction. But what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to have these women already set so the man doesn't have to ask anything. You see what I'm saying? What I'm saying is when you meet a woman, she should already know that there's cleaning to do, there's cooking to do, back feet, foot rubs, working out to do. She should come in with those things. That's what I'm saying. Before you even direct her on how she should treat you, she should automatically. Oh, and I forgot. No kids.
Why no kids?
I'm sorry? Why should she come in with no kids? Because most men don't want to watch somebody else's child.
Which I agree. But the area I'm from, which is Miami, which is kind of like in the hood part, there's a lot of women with kids. Most of the time when I'm talking to them, they bring kids with them. So I try to give them the leeway.
I think you should stop trying to scrape the bottom of the barrel and go outside your neighborhood and stop messing with women with kids. But that's another show. I got a show Tuesday. We can talk about that. But no, I'm here to help women out, though. Again, this is the woman's show. So again, this is no bashing.
Right.
This is just helping out women. So, I want to make them wife worthy for you men, because you have to deal with the political bullshit of your job. You got to deal with driving and all that other stuff. You shouldn't have to come home to a messy house. You shouldn't have to come home to a woman that complains. You should come home to a woman that is ready to serve you, work out, cook, and if need be, clean. And after she's done with all that, then maybe we can talk about your day. But right now, your day doesn't matter. So that's what we're trying to teach these women, man. So, I mean, is that all you have before we go, dog?
I know you have millions of calls, but yeah, that's all I have. And thanks for receiving my call. And you know, you are awesome. You're great. Sure. Even though people call you an asshole, you get the shit done. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm just putting the weapons on the table. I'm just trying to help the women. But thank you, 786. I'll throw you back in the queue, but I'm just trying to help them. Thank you, sir. But let me keep going to another thing. Now, ladies. Most women complain that he doesn't know anything about the kids. Ladies, let me help you understand something. The reason that most guys show you, let me back up for a second. Most men know a lot about children because they have been kids at one time. But the honest truth, unfortunately, is the reason why they act like they don't know anything about kids is because they don't want to deal with the kids that you bring in to the relationship. Because a lot of you women want to sit around and say he doesn't know anything about kids. Most men know. Listen, if you gave a child, if there was a divorce and men got the kids from divorce, we both know that these kids will live better lives coming from dad, because dad would not use the child to get child support money. You know what I'm saying, ladies? And again, understand this is not a woman bashing thing, but I just want to say to you why it'd be better if a man if the government switched up and gave men the children, I'm just saying why the child will end up better with a man than you. And I'm not saying your love as a mother is great and extraordinary, but the reason why he is better with the child, because again, you want to say he doesn't know about kids, but let me tell you, the reason he will be a great father for your child, especially a man, if y'all did break up or there was a divorce and the baby came to the dad, then there would be the child will grow up to not only love you, but love the dad. Why? Because you would never see the dad speaking negative about you to the child. The father would not teach the child to disrespect your authority, kind of like what most women do to men. But we're not. This is not bashing. I'm just breaking this down. Men would never project anger towards their children based off of you. Men would not bring substitutes in to take your place, like, you know, kind of like what y'all do to guys. But again, this is not bashing you, women. I'm just saying. Men would not coddle their kids. Men will have consistent discipline, not inconsistent, you know. They would teach their sons and daughters what boundaries are. They wouldn't smother. They wouldn't bully. They wouldn't try to run the child's life. So that's what I'm saying. When you want to sit and say that he doesn't know anything about kids, he knows a lot about kids. And that's why it is best to understand that if they ever switched the laws around and let dads be the primary parent, those things won't happen. You know, he would encourage his sons to embrace his masculinity. His daughters will know that daddy is the most important thing in my world. And if I disappoint dad, then all the world is ending. So there are different things that happen, ladies, that happens when men know about kids. The reason that most men don't discuss or talk about children with you is because they don't really want to be involved with your child from a baby daddy or somebody. They don't want to deal with that. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just being honest. So when you make that point that or complaint that he doesn't know about kids, and we're going to do this all. There's so many of these. We're going to go through all of these things. And we're not going to get them all done today. I just want to give a few. But the next thing is, ladies, he's always playing video games. Huh? Ladies. Playing video games should be something you want him to do, ladies. Let me explain. For every woman that says that they don't like his man playing videos, and this is why I tell you, ladies, look, this is why it's very important that you get an Xbox and a PlayStation, because I know on the Xbox, there's an exercise app that you ladies can do today. It's an and so when you do your 30-minute workouts, you can do it on this Xbox. And it's very attractive to a man when a woman knows about video games. But the best thing, never complain about the video games. Why? Because your man is somewhere that you know about. You see, when he's at home, you can just, you know, you don't want to disturb him while he's playing video games. You make sure you excuse yourself. So if he's playing his video games, make sure you always excuse yourself. Excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt your video games, but see how nice and kind that is, ladies? See, I'm only trying to give you a way to get these guys. I want you to have husbands. But the only way you're going to do it, it's very important if you excuse yourself. Excuse me, honey. I don't mean to disturb you. I know you're playing your video games. It looks like fun. But would you like something to drink? Dinner will be served in about 30 minutes. I just want to let you know that I'm going in the room and I'm about to work out. See, when you do things like that, you are going to get shining stars from your man when you behave that way? If you don't believe me, ask any man that question, ladies. Ask any man. But you don't disturb a man when he's playing his video games, and you don't complain about him playing video games when he's playing his games. And if you can catch him between loading the game up or when he loses, that's when you can have a very brief conversation, because we don't want you to disturb the man while he's playing his games. Remember, ladies, I'm trying to show you why it's important that you get your video games so you can learn your man. Learn what he likes, because the only way you're going to get his last name in his ring is by understanding men. Very important thing to do. And again, I'm not trying to be the bad guy. I'm just trying to help you. Now, one of the last ones, I don't know how much time we have. We don't have that much time left. But we have 8 minutes. We got a little bit of time. But another thing, ladies, that you complain about that we've got to fix and solve is we have arguments about the same thing every day. Oh, no. Ladies. It breaks my heart to hear you yelling at a king or disrespecting him like, oh. And that's it saddens me, ladies. How dare you raise your voice and tell your man problems? You don't bring problems to your man. You don't question why he didn't pick this up or why didn't he do that? What we need you to start doing is, if you know the dishes need to be done and you know he's supposed to do it, you don't go to your man complaining, why didn't you do the dishes? You just go do the dishes. And then you let him know, I know you were supposed to do the dishes, but I did them. And wait for him to say thank you and show his appreciation. 781, you're on. Let's bring you in. Guys, if y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. 781, what's your name? What's your question? How can I help you?
Steve, my name is Osai, and my question is that I've adopted a life of celibacy. However, I'm going to be dealing with a woman in the future. So how can I become more proficient with women without making things sexual?
Well, sir, you're going to have to call in on Tuesday, sir. This is a woman show, okay? We're going to have a show tomorrow. But, yeah, but this show is strictly for women. I want
to –
I'm trying to help women. So.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry?
That's why I just seen you alive, and I saw opportunity. That's why I called. But if it's not good, then I'll call back tomorrow.
I'm going to be on tomorrow, because tomorrow we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl of picking up women. So – tomorrow's going to be a very big day for all y'all. We're going to do as long. I'm going to try to make it do at least 3 hours, because we're going to find places to go to meet. We're going to have a big thing going tomorrow. So I would definitely love to answer your question tomorrow. But today I want to focus on these women, because there are not too many guys out there that really try to make women wife worthy. And I just want to take an hour to do that, just once a week.
Yeah, I respect that, you know.
No doubt. So, yeah, so it's 781. So just call in tomorrow, and I promise I'll answer your thing. But I must continue, because I've got to educate these women on what they need to do better to get our last names, our babies, and our rings, sir, okay?
All right, sir. I'll see you. I'll call in tomorrow.
Okay, I'll be looking for you, big dog. I'll look for you tomorrow, okay, brother?
All right, see ya.
All right, much respect. Okay. Now, and like I say, ladies, I'm not trying to be the bad guy here. I'm just trying to guide you on what you need. Now, ladies, no. Now, like I said, I didn't mean to stop. I apologize, but ladies, you don't argue with your man. You don't complain around a man. What's very important that you do is you realize that if the dishes need to be clean and he didn't do it, it's because there's something that is important came up in his life, and he's got to deal with it, okay? So what I need you to do is get your lady pants on, boot up, and don't argue with your man. Don't ever raise your voice. Don't ever complain. Don't ever argue. Now, if there is a discrepancy amongst you and the guy, what I'm asking you to do is remember, excuse yourself and say, sweetheart, honey, baby, dear, you know, whatever little pet word you have, and say, when you're free, there's something I'd like to discuss. And then he will gradually give you a time. And then whatever time that is, you sit down. And again, when you're sitting down, let him know I'm not here to complain. I just need some answers because I'm curious about something. I know I asked you to do the dishes and stuff, and I know you were busy, so I took care of them. But you remember, ladies, never question what your man is doing. Remember, for every woman that questions her man, there's another woman out there that won't question him. And I'm trying to get you the ring. I'm trying to get you married. So it's very important that you pick up the slack. Now, if there's something you want to know about, there is okay. You can always ask questions, but never question your man. Never say, why didn't you do the dishes? Or why didn't you do this and why didn't you do that? No, no, no. Don't ask questions like that. What you ask him is, well, was there something on your mind? Did you have a busy day? Because maybe the thing that is on his mind is weighing his mind so great that maybe he forgot to do the dishes. Because for a lot of guys, they have fantasy football leagues. You've got Madden leagues, NBA 2K leagues. You got wrestling. I mean, there's a lot of things going on in a man's life. So what you got to do is realize he's got things to worry about. So what we want you to do is we want you to cut some of the slack, and show him that you are a better woman. That's what we want you to do. We want you to stand out above the rest. That's what we want you to do, okay? And as long as you do that, you're fine. Because, we want you ladies to realize this. Look, it's very important that you learn women. I mean, excuse me, you learn men, okay? You learn them, okay? And let me see here. Hold on, give me a second. I was looking at the chat room. Let's see here. Who is Antonio? it's right. It's all about the tone. You're right. Let's see here. Women are supposed to be submissive. Women are supposed to be submissive. That's true. That's true. But remember, we want you not to nag your man. What we want you to do is understand that, guess what? That you got to be accountable for everything that goes wrong in your life. And it's not the man's fault. He is there. Now, I think I got time for one more before I did. Okay. Let's see here. Always wants to have sex. Shame. Wow. You know what, ladies? I'm nice enough to give you a week. You know, when you're cramping, I can't even give you the week. Because even while you're cramping and your menstrual cycles and all that stuff, you can still jerk off or give them some dome. I mean, come on, ladies. Listen, ladies. You got to step up to the plate. You got to pick your big girl pants on and take care of your man's sexual needs, sexual wants, and sexual desires. You need to do that. Because if you don't do that, your man is going to go somewhere else. And what I'm trying to prevent is from that happening. I hope that y'all can understand what I'm saying. Again, I'm not trying to be the bad guy. I'm just trying to help you out. So, but if y'all want to call in, y'all can. You know, I'm about to wrap the show up for today. But But I just want to let y'all, I just want to let y'all know, ladies, that I am, and again, ladies, what I need you to do, if you don't believe me, take and ask any man what I'm showing you, if it's right or wrong. Because what I want to do at the end of the day is I want to get you ladies married. Now, what we'll do is we will discuss more of these next week. But real quick, I want to look at the chat room because I always want to thank my chat room and everything. But the thing about, oh, wait a second. Women are supposed to be submissive to a man. Sex, well, yes, sex should be given but not earned. Yes, ladies, if you are with a man, you are no longer to dangle your coochies. Why? Because it is very important. You're right, Jamaica Pepper. It is very important you ladies understand this. No means go and find someone else who will. And all I'm saying to you ladies is you need to cook, clean. Remember the four. Cook, clean, submit, and shh. Now, I'm not mentioning, I'm not bringing up the fact that you have to work out. I'm not doing that. I'm not mentioning the fact that, you know, you got to make sure that the place is tidy. You got to rub his feet and attend to your man. I'm not even throwing those in right now. All I'm saying to you is this. If you want a healthy marriage, then you know what you need to do. Now, no, this is not nothing new to you, Miss Dildorf, or whatever your name is. It's not to you, but to the women out here who are, we're not, to, see, you're married. We're talking to the women out there who are booty calls, side chicks, and women who can't find men, okay? So this is why we're trying to help ladies unlock the man code. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this show up, and I want to say thank you, ladies, that, you know, I am going to come in every week and make sure that we tidy you up and make you wife worthy, and I'm going to do everything that I can. But remember, ladies, no more complaining. If he's playing his video games, stay out. Now, remember, wait, 917, let me bring you in. Oh, God. Are you from Philadelphia, 917?
Nah. What's up, Steve? It's Dwayne Bryant.
Yes.
What's
good,
going man? On, Vic? I just wanted to hear that pledge before you go.
Well, okay. All right. Well, let me see if I can find the pledge, because I just, I'm just trying to do my part. You know what I mean?
That's an essential requirement for these women, though.
Yeah. Well, accountability and all that other stuff. Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Let's see here. Here we go. Here's the pledge. It was a pledge request. Here you go.
I pledge allegiance to my beauty.
Wait, can you hear that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Let me start it over. I'm sorry.
Where are all the women that normally interrupt the man mindset when it's our time? Where are those women that have those questions, like the Moody Girls and the 770? Where are those chicks at? Because this is the perfect time for them to air out all of the questions that they have.
Well, it's just like women. Hey, women are women. We're not here to bash. They just sometimes they need guidance. That's all. So I will play this pledge for you because it's a request. Here's the request, ladies, for you.
I pledge allegiance to my beautiful black man, for he is my leader and my king. Without him, I have no value or worth, and until he says so, I'll be treated like a whore and a side chick. So I must submit, and I must separate myself from the countless others that will be at his feet. I must cook, I must clean, lose weight, I must have sex with him whenever he wants it, and wash his feet with my weave once a week. That is my duty. That is my honor. And that is my privilege. I have to stop having kids, stop being mad all the time, and instead of being mad at Becky for taking our men, I must learn from her because she doesn't have weave. I must remember I'm going after his last name, his ring, and his time. I must learn to be more ladylike, close my legs, dress like a lady, stop listening to my lonely, unwanted friends who don't have men, and submit to his every whim. Oh yeah, if I become his side chick, I must remember it's better to have half a man than no man at all. Thank you, Steve, for opening my eyes and guiding me, because I'm unwanted, blind, fat, and bitter. Please help me, O Great One. Please.
Okay. I, and that's why I'm doing this, because you know what? But I do want to say for the guys listening, tomorrow's the big day. Don't forget, tomorrow is our Super Bowl. So make sure y'all guys check tomorrow's show out. We're going to do probably 3-hour show for you guys, because we want to make sure we give y'all all the details for the Super Bowl. But anyway, I do want to say, before we wrap this up, I want to say thank you very much. I hope that, let's see here, Lost at El Hoja. Well, I just want to say that, let's see here, because that's what I see. But yeah, that's how it is. But I just want to say to y'all guys, the ladies, and again, this show is for ladies. So let's just rewind and let's go over what we've gone over, okay? Remember, ladies, sex is an agreement between two parties. Having a child is a choice only committed by the woman. The man has no choice. We also discussed that if men were able to be fathers and were able to have the child support go to the fathers, the kids won't have to, they would have nice clothes and shoes, because the fathers would take that money and put it towards the kids and not spend it on shit that they don't need. But we're not bashing here. We're just talking about truth here. But what I'm saying is this, is that I just want to say, ladies, we come in every week, every Monday. I will always be here for an hour to guide you ladies on how you can be better women. Now, I know we won't have much time, so I just want to do say this to the ladies. Don't forget, I know Valentine's Day is coming up for a lot of you unwanted single women. But y'all are going to have to step up to the plate. Y'all are going to have to bend over backwards, buy more drinks, ladies. Remember, buy him the drink, buy him the dinner, serve him at dinner, and also when you're taking him to the movies, make sure the most important thing that you do is when you get up to buy the popcorn and the juju beads in his drink, let him know you'll be right back, serve him with his stuff. Then if you need to get back up again and get yours, you go ahead and do it. But make sure you take his order, because some places you can order food and stuff. So make sure you take his order. Make sure you do it with a smile and show him that, you know what, you are different than every woman out there. And I promise you, ladies, within that year, you will be able to unlock that man code. All right, ladies, I'm the Dean. I've got to get out of here. I will talk to y'all on Monday. Y'all have a very good night. And ladies, remember, at the end of the day, it is never about you. It will always be about him. Always accept him at face value and never try to change him. Always admire the manly things about him and never complain. Always recognize his superiority, his strength, and his ability to lead. Be a domestic goddess. Never let the outside world, your single friends, TV, or the internet try to sway your opinion from your king. Always remember your husband. Love him, honor him, honor your man as well. And remember, never stand in the way of his decisions, because every decision he makes is law. Okay, ladies, I'm the Dean. I will talk to you on Monday. Peace.